Pelicans have a new GM, and their boss says that the Pels are the right environment for Zion and AD. Live reports from the SEC baseball tournament coming your way. We'll also talk with the man who coached the newest member of the LSU basketball Tigers. We'll find out about the player on the court and the person off the court today, Tuesday, May 21st, 2019.
Now the set pitch on the way, swung on, lifted in the air toward left field, hit pretty good, going back to the track, going to the wall, he looks up, and that ball is gone, it's out of here. Bradley goes the other way, an opposite field home run to make it 8-2, Red Sox.
Curry trying to relocate, gets free. Doubled immediately on the catch. Over to Draymond for three. It's up and good! Draymond Green!
It's not a two this time. It's a legitimate three.
119-150. Golden State and Portland wants time. Big time bucket.
Here's a 2-1. That ball's ripped. There's your first home run. Tyler White, get up and out of here. It does. A blast to left center field over the train tracks. Astros lead 3-0 on Tyler White's first home run of the season.
Oh, happy Tuesday. How are you, Acadiana, and around the world listening to us, however you may be listening, whether on the radio, smartphone, 1037thegame.com, or however you're doing it, we greatly appreciate you doing it. CD, back in the master control suite in the 237 Roof Studio, spinning the twos, pushing all the buttons, taking your phone calls at 337-706-0111. Got a busy show planned for you and yours today. Lots and lots to talk about, including the Golden State Warriors closing the door on the Portland Trailblazers as the trio did it again. I mean, goodness gracious. Steph Curry, 37 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, only two turnovers. He has been absolutely spectacular. How spectacular? He's played five games now with Kevin Durant out of the lineup due to an injury. Five games. And Steph Curry in those five games averaging 35.8 points, 7.6 rebounds, 6.6 assists, with a 66.3 true shooting percentage. And over the course of those five games, he's a plus 60 in the plus minus category. He is remarkable. And yet he's not even the MVP of the series against Portland, because that goes to Draymond Green, who only had 18 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. The consummate stat sheet stuffer and the ultimate winner. And now the Warriors get to sit back and rest and relax a little bit. Relax a little bit. We'll have much more on them. The SEC baseball tournament's gotten off in typical dramatic fashion. Texas A&M and Florida, it went 10 innings. Jonathan DeCoff had a three-run go-ahead home run in the eighth. Florida came back and tied it up at 7. And in the 10th, DeCoff had a walk-off base hit to win it. A&M wins it 8-7. They had 6 runs scored with 2 outs in the inning across the board. And so A&M survives and advances. Florida goes home, waiting to see if they get into the tournament. Right now, 10th-seeded Missouri in the bottom of the second leads 7th-seeded Ole Miss 1-0. So, remember that. Of course, after that ball game, it'll be Auburn versus Tennessee, and then LSU, depending upon how long or how quickly those games go, they will take on the nightcap against South Carolina. I can't tell you exactly what time. Just keep it tuned in to 103.7 The Game. We'll have the pregame show 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Set for 8 p.m., but, you know, weather's not going to be a problem. It's just going to be hot, but it's just how quickly these games come and go. First game went extra innings, so we'll see from there. But coming up on the program, about 2:15, we'll head out to the Hoover Met. Our good friend Bill Franquez will give us the lowdown on LSU baseball. Cole Henry will get the start tonight. As we talked with Paul Maneri here yesterday, he said he's hoping against hope he can get three innings out of him. And then he'll go from there. So we'll talk with Bill Franquez. Really looking forward after that to talking to Bucky McMillan. You're going, who the heck is Bucky McMillan? You know, he might be the best, he's regarded as the best high school basketball coach in the state of Alabama. He coached Trendon Watford. And Trendon Watford picked LSU over Alabama, Memphis, and Indiana. Bill Armstrong did a tremendous job, knows the family real well, recruited the kid when he was a freshman. We'll learn about Trendon Watford from his coach's perspective. What kind of a game does he have, and what kind of a person is he off the court? So looking forward to talking to Bucky McMillan around 2:32 this afternoon. Hour number two, Hot Topics, always starts it off. CD and I have a lot of fun with that. Then we'll head back to Hoover, Alabama. Former LSU All-American, the best hitter I've ever seen swing a bat for the LSU Tigers, Todd Walker, now doing analyst work for the SEC Network. He'll have the call of the LSU-South Carolina game. We'll get his perspective on LSU, South Carolina, and the entirety of the SEC tournament this week. There's a new general manager for the New Orleans Pelicans, Trajan Langdon, in a teleconference call today with David Griffin to the media across the world. Will Guillory listened in. He'll share his thoughts on Trajan Langdon, the reason why he came to New Orleans, leaving a team that went to the playoffs this year in the Brooklyn Nets. And that raises the speculation of, is Brooklyn a player in the AD sweepstakes? And does David Griffin and Trajan Langdon have a plan in place to re-recruit Anthony Davis and get him to sign back with the Pels? David Griffin thinks that New Orleans with Zion Williamson is the perfect fit for Anthony Davis. Are they going to try and sell them on the approach of David Robinson, the Admiral at San Antonio? Yeah, he was really good, and then they really took off when they added Tim Duncan, regarded as the greatest power forward to ever play the game. Will they sell them on that two-man type of approach? We shall see. So we'll talk with Will Guillory about that. So there is our lineup for the day. We are brought to you by Hooters each and every day. Got so many games on television. Now, throughout the course of the afternoon, throughout the evening, why don't you kill two birds with one stone? Get a great meal, fun meal, and watch everything that you could possibly watch on all the televisions that they have at the newly renovated Hooters on Ambassador Caffrey Parkway. Hooters, it just makes you happy. Just does. All right, we've got two outs, bottom of the second. Missouri leading Ole Miss, one zip. Ole Miss has a runner at first, an 0-1 count. And it's a single elimination ball game. So again, Texas A&M in 10 innings beats Florida 8-7. Oh, by the way, Kelvin Joseph, he's not in that transfer portal anymore. Dad said, he ain't going nowhere. It's got to be an academic issue. And he's in the intercession program as we speak right now. And he's going to be A-OK. That's good. Don't want to lose him. He's too talented at a position where you can't have enough talent. The defensive secondary. So, good news. We'll see if the Tigers keep up the good news tonight when we come back after this first time out of the day. We'll go to the Hoover Met. Our good friend Bill Franquez will join us, and we'll talk some LSU baseball. Cole Henry, can he re-find it? Can he become the ace and give him at least give him three good innings? That would certainly help. We'll be back. Stay with us.